listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
Hey, everyone. This is Jenny Bayless for the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, and I'm going to go over a fourplex deal analysis and to kind of show how in this market, it takes a little bit of future forward thinking to be able to, purchase a property that, you know, might not be performing as well as it could be today, but has really, really good potential for the future. So the clients that purchased this property, they are pretty experienced investors. They've bought a couple of duplexes in Colorado Springs. I know that they have several other investment properties throughout the country in a couple different markets. And they really wanted to purchase a fourplex. And more specifically, they really wanted to purchase one in Cimarron Hills. And, you know, I think that area has a lot going for it. It's over on the east side of the city, and it's near Peterson Space Force Base. And there's a lot of development that is going on over on that side of town. So I think that if you're able to offer a affordable rental product over there, I think that that's a really, really good strategy to approach. Because the properties that they're building over that way are starting at a higher price point. So I think it's good to be able to offer this product to tenants. So a little bit about the property. It was listed on the MLS for $800,000, and it had been on the market for a couple of weeks, which a couple of weeks in today's timeline is pretty long. Usually things last a couple days. I think the reason why it was on the market for a while is, you know, it was priced a little aggressively, but, the crux of it is that it is currently underperforming, but I think that this property has a lot of potential for those who are patient and willing to wait a year or so to kind of get things bumped up, to where they need to be. So the buyers saw the fourplex and were interested in it. As I mentioned, it was listed at 800. They drew the line at 765. So that's a pretty significant, price reduction right there. I don't really typically have a lot of success in this market getting my clients under contract for less than list price. But in this case, the rest of their offer was really clean. And the seller made it clear that if he were to agree at that 765 price point, he is not going to do one thing when it comes to inspection. So we wrote our offer in a way that the buyers could terminate if they were to uncover something during the course of inspection that was unsatisfactory to them. But they weren't going to be able to object to anything. So I actually thought that was a pretty fair trade-off. That was his bottom line number as well. So, I think that was win-win for everybody there. So we were able to get the property under contract at $765,000. And the buyers had pretty low acquisition costs, which I thought was interesting. It was like about $3,000. I think this is because they have a good relationship with their lender. So they were able to utilize that. And they put 25% down. So they're all in for about $200,000 once you add in about a $5,000 initial repair cost guesstimate. So the inspection went really well. All of the units were in really good shape. Just a couple, small items that they can take care of, kind of making, stairs a little bit more robust. There were some electrical items that they're going to take care of, just small things that tend to add up. So we just kind of budgeted $5,000. So all in for $200,000. And they were able to get an interest rate of 4% for 30-year fixed. And I think that's, you know, something that's interesting is we closed this at the end of, I think it was either the end of December or beginning of January. I can't remember now, but, that it was right before we started seeing interest rates creep up. So just, you know, a lot can change in just a few weeks. So, I think that they were able to get this property at, a good price and a good rate. So they lucked out in that case. So going to monthly rents, and I want to run this two ways. I want to run it where currently as is, and then pro forma rents. So currently rents are stated with just their base rent plus an $80 per unit flat utility bill back, meaning each unit pays for shared utilities in the amount of $80 that goes back to the owner. And then also just averaging out laundry income, because this was a coin operated laundry situation, about $25 a month per unit, about $100 overall. So I just allocated it to the unit to make things simple. So all in, we're getting about $4,015 in total monthly rental income. So we'll go back to that, but I think that that is very underperforming. So we'll go down a little bit and kind of run through the two scenarios. So vacancy we have at 3%, annual rent increase at 3%, which this past year would be very low compared to what we're actually seeing. Same with appreciation rate, 5%. We're seeing double-digit appreciation for multifamilies. So, you know, just keeping things conservative and simple. These buyers, they are out of state, so they will be having property management. So we have 10% in there, 8% for monthly maintenance and reserves, and no HOA. So then going down to additional annual expenses, annual real estate taxes is $1,660 per year. Annual property insurance, just shy of $2,600 per year. And then utilities, which are paid by the owner. And remember, we do a bill back system on this one. So the owner pays all of the utilities and then collects $80 flat per unit per month to recoup some of those costs. So about $3,300 a year in water and sewer, $528 a year in trash, $970 a year in gas, shared gas. And then I just put in $500 a year for snow removal and landscaping. The landscaping was pretty minimal, pretty much just, you know, dirt. But there was a pretty big parking lot. So I just want to, you know, make sure that's captured. So if we go to our cash flow tab. So as I mentioned before, we have a total cash investment of $200,000 all in and net operating income of about $28,500. By the time we take out our mortgage payments of just shy of $33,000, we are at a negative $4,346 for the year. So negative cash on cash return and a cap rate of 3.7. So I think that is typically something that would stop someone in their tracks from having any sort of interest in this property. But what I really liked about these buyers is that they have a patient approach to investing, and they were able to take that long, if I wouldn't even say long, medium term, you know, one and a half years to get things kind of recalibrated, and know that their performance is going to be much better. And, you know, like I mentioned, it's in a growing area. The unit or the building itself is in really good shape. And those things are harder to change than the management aspect, in my opinion. So let's go back and talk about potentials here. And I don't think that any of these numbers are that drastic. I think that we're still looking fairly conservatively at our pro forma rental numbers. So As I mentioned, current total rental income is $4,015 for the year or for the month. And I think that each unit, given its size and condition and location, I think they could get $1,100 per unit in monthly rent, just base rent. And I think that they could bump up their utility bill back from $80 flat fee per month per unit to $90. Honestly, I think that they could probably go a little higher, maybe $100. Tenants are expecting to have to pay for utilities, for shared utilities in this case. You know, it's just pretty typical that what we're seeing in Colorado Springs. So they totally understand how that works. And then just adding in that $25 allocated laundry income per unit. And then interestingly enough, each unit currently has a storage locker or storage closet. It's you know, fully insulated, secured at the side of the building that that we think that they would be able to get $35 a month in storage rental as well. Because, you know, it's located off to the side. So I think that that would be a benefit, to be able to go back and charge for that. So that gets us to a fully loaded rate of $1,250 per unit per month. So I'm going to put those pro forma numbers in. And I don't see that, by doing any of the rental increases, I do not see any other related expenses increasing as a result. So we'll go into cash flow, and that had a drastic impact. So now we're at $5,000 a year cash flow, 2.5% cash on cash return, and almost a 5 cap. So that alone took it from a 3.7 cap to a 5 cap just by having a little bit more efficient management in place. So I thought that was very interesting. And, you know, it doesn't really take much effort other than directing your property manager what your strategy is and simply being patient and just, you know, kind of waiting for leases to expire and then renewing with those tenants, hopefully, and just kind of proceeding that way. So I thought that was a very interesting approach to this property. Again, I think that this property has a lot going for it just in terms of location and condition. So being able to be patient and getting a super solid property to get the returns that are more in line with investor expectations, I think is going to pay off quite a bit for them. And then, of course, just looking at our first year return on investment quadrant, we're looking at about $60,000, assuming this all was done, you know, at the day of purchase, which it won't be. It'll take a year, year and a half to probably get all that taken care of. But yeah, $60,000 in a year is pretty good. I would take that. Of course, that's comprised of an estimated appreciation of about $40,000. Cash flow of the $5,000, and then we have debt pay down and depreciation benefits to that. So yeah, I just wanted to go over an example of a deal analysis where it might not look very exciting at its surface, but being able to peel back a couple of layers and making some assumptions that I don't think are unrealistic to be able to really look to see, is this going to be a good long-term investment? And I have a lot of confidence that these buyers are going to be very happy, you know, and probably now, but in a year or two or three, that they were able to secure this property. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, just send me an email, Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y at envisionrea.com. Thanks, everyone.